Dance is centre stage this week. There are three performances, a couple of them for one night only, as we said, and Belgian theatre makers Berlin also return to the Brighton Festival. I met up earlier with festival performance producer Philippa Barr to delve into some of this week's highlights.
We have three amazing dance shows which are happening across three different venues in the festival. The first one is called Trap Town. It's by a company called Ultima Vez, and the choreographer is Wim van der Kabus, who is an incredible choreographer, and he's been at the festival before. So you're in for a real treat, because it's a large scale, very epic dance show. It's got film and a beautiful soundtrack, and it's about a kind of a conflict or a civil war between two different groups, and you'll see that being played out with the film and music and choreography, and I think it's going to look absolutely beautiful. And that's in the Dome Concert Hall, so it's a really large, exciting piece of work.
I'm glad you used that word epic, because I just interviewed before I came to you one of the people involved in Trap Town, and that was exactly the word that I used. I mean, it looks like a full-on audiovisual assault on the senses, and the choreography looks incredible.
Yes, I think it's going to just be absolutely amazing, and you'll have dancers working at different heights and spaces, and I've just been with them this morning, because Wim has been running a masterclass for local dancers in Brighton community, so it's really exciting that he's also working with local dancers and then coming tonight to present a show here, so we're all really thrilled that's happening.
Great, one night only, Trap Town, tonight. Don't miss it. I'm rummaging through the programme now, because there is so much stuff still happening. True Copy, I have to say, is one of the things that I'm really excited about, because Berlin, confusingly a Belgian company, have been to the Brighton Festival before. I've seen quite a few things they've done, and you're always in for a little bit of a surprise. You don't quite know what you're going to get. The story behind this is an art forger.
Yes, it's a true life story. It's about an art forger called Gert Jan Jensen, and he has forged over 1,600 works of art, and I've been told that actually there are still some out there in museums. I think there might even be four pieces still out there. And he was caught, though, and this is the sort of the story of his life and the art forgery. And I think what Berlin do are really interesting, because there's sort of a web of kind of deceit and lies and forgery, and you're never quite sure on the show what you're watching is real or not, and I think that will be unveiled as the show goes on. So, and I just think it's going to be a really fun and interesting show to go and see, and that's on at the Attenborough Centre for Creative Arts. I'm really excited about that, and he's going to be there in the show, and it'll just be a real surprise, but a real treat for audiences.
Well, the actual forger will be there.
Yes, he will. And we're doing a post-show talk on the first night as well. So he'll be there and being interviewed with the director. So I think that'll be really interesting to go and see.
Now, will he be the real forger, or will he be a fake forger? Who knows? Equally, before I came to have a chat with you, I did speak to Sita Patel, who has a one-woman performance, Not Today's Yesterday, taking place at the Theatre Royal, again, one night only on Thursday. This looks like a really interesting piece. I mean, it's a dance about history and colonialism.
It is. What's interesting about Sita, she blends sort of traditional South Asian dance called Bharatanatyam with contemporary dance and theatre and spoken word. And she's collaborated with an Australian choreographer, Lena Limasani, and they've been looking at different sort of histories and how those histories have been whitewashed through language and culture. And so I think because the choreographer is Australian and Sita herself is, you know, South Asian, I think they're looking at their own sort of histories and exploring that through dance and spoken word. And there's also kind of a performance installation on stage. I think it'll be a beautiful show. And what's really interesting is that not only is there a kind of a visual show with the choreography and the dance, but straight after the show they have a discussion, a curated conversation on stage about all these questions that they're raising in the show. So you get to see the show, and then you get to sort of really delve into the questions and the issues that are at hand. And I think sometimes with dance it's often quite conceptual, and you're never quite sure sometimes what you're seeing and how you're interpreting that. So then there's a chance for the audience to kind of really experience it through listening to a number of kind of experts talking about these issues of colonialism and whitewashing of histories.
That was one of the things I'm interested in, actually, because I really like contemporary dance, and I just happened to see a contemporary dance group back in the 80s at the Attenborough Centre, or the Gardner Arts as it was then, and it sold me on it. But I know that a lot of people have a difficulty with dance, because they think, oh, it might be too difficult to understand. I don't get it. I don't understand the story. Very often there isn't a story.
No,
very often it just is what it is, and it's just for the pure physicality.
Yeah.
And I think also tutus have put people off the idea of dance.
Yeah. I think what's really lovely about this show is that there is a narrative and there is something you can really follow and pick up on. And then the curated conversation afterwards will delve into those further. So I think it's a very accessible work, and she's a fantastic performer, choreographer, and really one to watch. So that's Sita Patel. I'll be following her career.
So Thursday, again, one night only, that's at Theatre Royal in Brighton. And finally, on Friday, this one really looked interesting in the programme. Wasn't entirely sure what to make of it, but it looks like a fascinating concept. It's called Boys by the Pappy Show.
The Pappy Show, what they're doing here is they're exploring and celebrating kind of diverse experiences of manhood. And they're centering them on 8 men of colour who are living in London and bringing those stories to the stage. So again, it's sort of it's a dance piece, but it's very, it crosses over with sort of physical theatre. There's spoken word in it. Again, it's be a very, very accessible show. It'll be joyful and poignant and moving. So I think you'll have lots of different kind of emotional responses to the show. And I just think it's going to be a really lovely evening. It's going to be at the Old Market. So I'm really excited about that. And they have three shows on. And it's their first time at the festival too. So it's great to have them here.
Quite a lot of festival first timers this year.
Yeah.
There's a real buzz as well, because the way that Rocio Traore has put her mark on the festival with those themes of storytelling, migration, it's really fed into the whole programme.
Yes, and lots of sort of diversity, not just to do with sort of people of colour, but also diversity of kind of art form, gender. You know, I think it's really interesting sort of trying to put those on centre stage and to celebrate it, which is really important for us. And as a producer, I'm thrilled to have, you know, a portfolio of productions that does that.
That's festival performance producer Philippa Barr. She was talking about Trap Town. That's on tonight, Tuesday at Brighton Dome at 7:30. Berlin are coming back with True Copy Thursday to Sunday at the Attenborough Centre. Not Today's Yesterday is on Thursday only at the Theatre Royal. And Boys, Saturday and Sunday at the Old Market in Hove. And we're going to be hearing more about Trap Town and Not Today's Yesterday later on in the show.